With many industries in the U.S. ground to a halt because of social distancing restrictions, the personal finance website WalletHub today released its report on the states slowing down the most during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I also want to talk about the states with the biggest increases in unemployment. Joining me is Jill Gonzalez, spokesperson and financial analyst for WalletHub.com. Welcome to the program, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
You know, the pandemic has definitely replaced the hustle and bustle of everyday life. We're discouraged or even legally prevented from going out except to essential errands or work. Some industries have suffered more than others, obviously, but let's first talk about the states. And you did a survey or created some research which showed which states are shut down the most or slowing down the most. Can you go through that with us, please?
Yeah, to really see which states are slowing down the most because of the pandemic, we looked at six different metrics, and they're essentially the increase or decrease, mostly decrease, in visits to various types of places due to the virus. So categories are like retail and recreation, kind of drops in visits to those types of places, or grocery stores, parks, transit stations, workplaces. So we're really seeing where people are staying home the most, essentially, and where things have just really come to a halt.
You know, some states are incredibly buttoned up. Like, I'm looking at the state that has slowed down the most during the pandemic, and that is Hawaii, with a total score of almost 92. Tell us about the methodology and how you get to a score of 92, and what do you think that score really means?
So it's all added up to a 100-point scale between those six metrics that I said. So everything is weighted equally. And essentially, the bigger the decrease in the mobility, the bigger the score. So Hawaii essentially has seen huge decreases in how many people are going to retail and recreation places, even grocery stores, which have probably seen the smallest decrease throughout this.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, we're seeing a decrease of around 60%. People are going to the grocery store 60% less. And in Hawaii, it's, you know, a few different things. One, it's such a state reliant on travel and tourism. So mm-hmm. a lot of people are not able to work right now because yeah. that's not really happening. And it has to really keep people indoors in their homes because it's an island. You know, they don't have the resources to deal with a health epidemic and pandemic of this size.
Right. So it's like some of these small countries around the world that have been able to shut down completely because they have a homogeneous population or whatever reason the government got more influence than other countries. And Hawaii represents one of those. The other state we hear about the most is New York. New York is number two on the list, and that has a score of 77. So there's a large discrepancy between Hawaii and New York, even though New York is number two.
That's right. So in New York, people are still going to places like grocery stores a little bit more than they are, say, in Hawaii. But everything else, you know, is pretty much a no-go. New York has seen the highest retail and recreation decrease in mobility. Same with the highest transit stations. Not a lot of people relying on public transportation, which is really hard to fathom in New York in general. And the same with workplace. And I think that's something that we're going to see remain in New York more so than other states. You know, if people do not have to report to a physical work location, mm-hmm. they're not going to now and probably for quite a while in the future.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting outcome of all of this is how work habits are going to change, how many of our habits are going to change. Now, most of my listeners are in Florida, so we're all really interested to know where we rank in this measurement of relative slowdowns. Where does Florida rank?
Florida ranks sixth overall. So things have slowed down a lot there. I think the elderly population is certainly one reason, you know, people trying to keep them safe, the elderly themselves trying to keep themselves safe, not really venturing out as much. And Florida is an interesting case. You know, we see reports on the news of very crowded beaches, while at the same time, a lot of elderly communities that are really locking down.
Yeah. Well, you know, you see those reports about the beaches, but I can tell you from the area that I live, all the beaches are closed, all the parks are closed. And I noticed in some of the other research that that is really not the case in many, many states. The parks are open, golf is still something that's made available under certain restrictions. But in the areas that I live in South Florida, everything is pretty much shut down. I think some of the reports showing the open beaches is really the exception rather than the rule, though I could be wrong. Now, I have relatives in Illinois, in Colorado, in Massachusetts, and in California. And just out of potluck here, you know, we see that Illinois is ranked 22% with a score of 43, which is pretty darn low, I would think. Well, let's go for giggles. Let's take a look at the very last state, which is Nebraska, right?
Yeah, Nebraska is 50th year. Ahead of that, Kansas, Arkansas, Kentucky, Iowa, Alabama, Ohio. So a lot of Midwestern and a lot of Southern states with the least amount of slowdown. And like you said, a lot of those places have not closed parks necessarily. So people have been going out there. Some of those places, as of now, are reopened or at least partially reopened.
Yeah, we hear about that.
So, you know, a tale of two very different Americas.
That is America for you. Let's take a look at the different industries. So the highest retail and recreation, New York has the highest decrease in mobility. It's kind of a funny way to say that. Followed by New Jersey, Michigan, Hawaii, and Montana. The lowest, as you just mentioned, Kentucky, Nebraska, Oklahoma, West Virginia. Highest grocery and pharmacy mobility changes. Well, you mentioned Hawaii. Florida is number three here. Vermont is number two. The lowest is Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky. Highest parks, decrease in mobility, Hawaii and Florida, as I just mentioned. Texas, Montana, California comes after that. The lowest is Wisconsin, Indiana, Connecticut, and Ohio. And, you know, you also did a study at how it breaks down to red and blue states. So that's really interesting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's quite a large difference here. Red states are slowing down considerably less than blue states during the pandemic. Their average rank here was about 32, whereas blue states were about 16. So essentially double the difference here.
Can you think of any reason for that in particular?
I think just in terms of states reopening, you know, you're either prioritizing the economy or you're prioritizing health.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the blue states are prioritizing health right now, and a lot of the red states are prioritizing an economy.
Yeah.
I think you could also argue that the blue states were hit sooner. You know, New York, the epicenter,
right,
blue state, hit much sooner. They essentially are witnessing or just witnessed the peak. So they are, you know, on the downhill now, whereas some of these states, especially down south, haven't had their peak yet. So, you know, they might think that this problem is just on a smaller scale for them when really they just haven't seen the scale yet.
Mm-hmm. I also think there were some messages from the national government early on, you know, about the virus not taking it too seriously. So that may be carrying over to some degree. Let's talk about the U.S. economy and look at those states that have had the biggest increases in unemployment. Florida, at least the week that this survey was done, Florida was the most effective in the country. Can you take us through some of those on the list?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to unemployment in general, we've seen, this is something that we update week to week, and we've seen it remain pretty consistent as far as the states that are pretty much hit repeatedly every week. I think that we might see that change soon as the different job industries are affected. But Florida, because it relies so much on the travel industry, on tourism industry, that's, you know, one of the states that's been hit repeatedly hard by this. They've seen about a 6,000% increase,
wow,
in unemployment claims just when you're looking at this time now versus last year.
Interestingly, Louisiana is next, and both the week affected in a particular week and since the COVID-19 crisis began. Why Louisiana? Is it travel as well?
Oh, yeah. A huge huge travel place, just going to New Orleans, did live music festivals, jazz fest, to all of these things that are canceled. Big spring break place as well. So all of those plans canceled. And Louisiana kind of has it twofold because the other industry that's huge there is oil.
Oh.
And that's, you know, taken a huge hit as well.
Right. Colorado was number 10 for the most affected during that week, 14 since the beginning of the crisis. We have California most affected, 36. California has maintained lower numbers. Any expectations as to why that might be?
I think when we think of California, we might think Hollywood, which is very affected here. The entertainment industry in general, largely shut down.
Yeah.
Tourism, again, pretty big there, largely shut down. But what California has is the Silicon Valley, and tech is booming right now. So that's really its saving grace.
Okay, interesting. And another thing that interests me, too, is Massachusetts. So it's all in that northeastern corridor. You think New York being a, you know, population center, and you think Massachusetts or Boston being pretty much a population center. But yet Massachusetts, its effect unemployment-wise since the start of the crisis is 35th in the nation. Does that seem to be unusual to you?
Massachusetts is also a large technology hub.
Okay.
You know, you have Harvard and MIT right there by Boston.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tech companies are based out of Boston. And the other thing that Massachusetts is very well known for is healthcare, which is, again, for horrible reasons, booming right now.
Interesting. Now, the blue states versus the red states with unemployment claims. How does that shake out?
Right now, blue states have a lower increase in unemployment claims, again, because of the job families. When we talk about technology, the Northeast is very heavy there. The West Coast, very heavy there. So Washington, Oregon, California, you know, not really seeing the amount of layoffs and furloughs that we're seeing in a lot of red states. So the average rank here, where closer to the bottom is better, was around 32 for blue states, 22 for red states.
My guest, Jill Gonzalez, is a spokesperson and financial analyst for WalletHub.com. For more information about this and a lot of other good articles about money and other things, go to WalletHub.com. Jill, thank you for joining me today.
Anytime. Thank you.